Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Tape Layer on 720 WGN. Steve Darnell discovered the golden age of radio at the age of 12 while listening to Chuck Shaden's Those Were the Days, a weekly show looking back at the simpler times, the happier days, the golden years of old-time radio and beyond. Steve started his professional career writing for Nostalgia Digest magazine, and now he is the publisher and editor for quite some time and celebrating over 40 years. He talks about radio's golden age at NostalgiaDigest.com. And joining me tonight to talk about the fall edition of Nostalgia Digest magazine, which includes stories about comedian Dick Van Dyke celebrating the centennial of Kirk Douglas, 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and so much more. And that's my pal, Steve Darnell. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Good. Did you watch stay up and watch the Cubbies?
No, you know, it's funny. I was not able to. I mean, we were actually out at the Old Town School of Folk Music seeing our friends, the Flat Five. And ironically, they were about to start a Beach Boys song called Hold On to Your Summer when somebody in the crowd
burst out,
surreptitiously caught a glimpse of the neighbor's iPhone and yelled out, "Cubs win!" And of course, the place just went bats, and what a perfect song. We did hold on to our summer. Here it is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So and then of course the walk home was like being on cloud nine for everybody. You know,
yeah. Like, oh man,
and I think for Cubs fans, this is like VJ Day.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, there's still people walking around downtown holding their white flag, their W flags, and everything else. It's pretty wild.
It's amazing. Amazing. I mean, it's happening in our lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, is something I don't think none of us really ever expected it to ever get there, right?
No, in fact, it's funny. Normally, when I'm at a concert, I hate it when people look at their phones, just because it's distracting. But tonight, nobody cared.
Yeah, little dispensation.
And we were talking to people next to us, and I said, "It's 5-0 Cubs," and I've been a Cubs fan long enough to think, "Oh my God, this is going to be the moment when, for the first time in history, someone hits a 6-run home run."
Yeah, right.
But it didn't happen.
No, right. No, we all thought about that. Believe me, at the end of the inning, we all
thought
about that.
How did this happen?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
But somebody pointed out that this will actually be the first time the Cubs have played in an integrated World Series. That just to show you how long it's been.
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 1945 would have been it, 71 years ago.
Yeah, it was 71 still a couple years for Jackie Robinson. I'm like you guys, I'm sure we're just sort of awestruck at it all. And in fact, came home and drank a toast to the Cubs and tried not to drink so much that I couldn't talk to you.
So you're liquored up. I was going to say, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, you know what's amazing? Last time they won the World Series is really a time and an era. You talk about the 1940s where, you know, Nostalgia Digest makes such a great impact on the memories and the history of that time period. Tell us a little bit for folks who haven't picked up your magazine, Nostalgia Digest. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, Nostalgia Digest is a quarterly publication that is devoted primarily to the era that we call the golden age of entertainment, you know, largely the first half of the 20th century, but not exclusively. So we routinely publish articles about radio, like Sorry, Wrong Number. We publish articles about old movies and old movie stars like Kirk Douglas in this case. You know, there's music. There are stories about what it was like to be alive in those times. You know, like I said,
great moments in history. Great moments in history. Yeah.
For me, yes, it's a look at pop culture and a look at American history, which are two of my favorite subjects. Sometimes they're playful. Sometimes they're serious, and you know. It's as a friend of mine, actually the fellow who started this publication, said, the past is a wonderful place to visit.
Absolutely. It absolutely
so, yeah, we just like every 3 months to go back there for 64 pages and cover as many different subjects as we can. You know, it's when I was in radio playing music, my philosophy was always, if you don't like this song, the next one will be different.
Exactly.
And yeah, and that's sort of our approach with the Digest, too. It's like every article and every issue tries to be different from the one before it.
Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun. And I tell you, I've gotten my fill of old-time radio because I got to host, co-host with Carl Amari tonight. This is WGN Radio Theater, and we played a little Abbott and Costello, who's on first, of course, because as the Cubs won. And then we talked a little bit to Chuck about horror on the air, and now we're talking to you, and you host Those Were the Days on another radio station, WDCB. But, you know, your show, and you do a lot of old-time radio, and you do a lot of these horror shows. Do you have a favorite, Suspense, Inner Sanctum? I mean, is there something that really captures your imagination?
I'm a big fan of Suspense, and I love Sorry, Wrong Number, which is, I know what you just played. That's a tremendous story, and Agnes Moorehead's performance is brilliant. And in fact, one of the things I love about that particular recording is I just think as an actor, having been an actor myself, I just think about how excited she must have been to realize she could pitch her scream to match the train whistle.
Yes, yes.
Brilliant effect.
I had a texter that said from 312, personally, I can fully understand why her husband wants to her killed. She's unbelievably annoying.
It is interesting. Somebody interviewed me about that particular show, and it's like, she's completely unsympathetic.
It's true.
You're still kind of shocked to see her killed.
Of course,
But Suspense was such a versatile show and did so many different kinds of stories. And in fact, we have one scheduled on our show in November with Kirk Douglas, playing very much against type, and that's one of the things I loved about Suspense.
Always did that.
Yes, that, you know, Peter Lorre on Suspense didn't necessarily have to be the killer.
Yeah.
He had to be in the movies, but not on the radio.
Yeah. And the comedians they would bring on that show that would play against type.
Oh, yeah. Jack Benny and
Lucille Ball.
Ball, Bob Hope. No, Suspense was a tremendous show. The others are great, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love Lights Out. And I enjoy Inner Sanctum, but Suspense was really its own animal.
And here is a time, too, that radio played such an important role, not only in entertainment, but also in news. And one of the features of this Nostalgia Digest magazine for the fall is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yes. Well, this December, as you know, marks the 75th anniversary. And we were very fortunate to have a couple of articles. Well, we had one article sent to us, and then I was able to write the other one about radio's role in bringing America the news of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And it was really quite fascinating to listen to and write about the various bulletins over the course of the day. Because nowadays, of course, we have networks devoted specifically to news. And I think we all know that when there is no news, they fill the time anyway.
Sure, right.
Not necessarily for the better.
Yeah.
And it was really quite fascinating to research this and listen to the news bulletins of that day, because there's just such a remarkable economy. And they make a point of saying, you know, we will bring you more news as we have it. But if they didn't, they would get back to the shows that they had scheduled, whether it was, you know, Jack Benny or the Great Gildersleeve.
Well, I was looking at this. It was at 1:26 in the afternoon, Steve, and it was the mutual broadcasting system, which WGN Radio was a mutual station.
That's right.
Interrupted its play-by-play commentary on the New York Giants-Brooklyn Dodgers NFL game to announce the attack. At around the same time, NBC Red breaks into Sammy Kaye's musical program. NBC Blue suspends National Vespers, and CBS Radio interrupts a concert by the New York Philharmonic. And really, the world, you know, completely came to a screeching halt.
Yes, it did. It did. But that said, it was also interesting to hear that, as I say, when they didn't have bulletins, they would return to the programming. And sometimes, of course, it was germane to interrupt it. I know that NBC had a show, the Roundtable,
news program.
Of the University of Chicago Roundtable.
Okay, okay.
And they were having a discussion about Canada, our neighbor to the north, who was at war, technically. So they were able to interrupt their own program by saying, we've just heard. But I also listened to things like the comedy shows that evening, and you realize, oh, boy, at this point, America's known about this for about 4 hours. And I would think having to go out and be funny is an incredible uphill climb.
Yeah.
Because your audience is sitting there thinking, what's going on? Are we going to walk out and find more things have happened? And yes, it was fascinating. And you're right. They weren't shy about interrupting, but that was when they had news. And well, when they could, they would devote half an hour or an hour to analyzing it and thoughtfully analyzing it, too.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, and not just a case of, here's the spokesman for the Democratic Party and the spokesman for the Republican Party going at it hammer and tongs,
And the war became such a part of not only the movies, but radio programs, the comedies and the dramas. I mean, that was part of the story, weaved into a lot of the stories.
Yes. In fact, one of the things that we're going to be doing on our show starting in December is sort of trying to give people a feel for what it was like in radio 75 years ago of that week. We have a show on December 3rd, which is devoted to Pearl Harbor. But over the next few years, we're going to try to take listeners through the war a little bit at a time. And, of course, the digest includes the schedule for that show, so people who get that will know what's coming up when. In addition to, of course, all the fabulous articles.
Of course, of course.
Including, modesty precludes me from mentioning my own.
of course. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a ton more to talk about, but it's there's articles about Dick Van Dyke and Kirk Douglas and so much more, and we'll hit that next on 720 WGN. Right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Steve Darnall about the fall edition of Nostalgia Digest magazine. And Steve, we're a little short on time today, but you've got some other great articles in here about Kirk Douglas, legendary Kirk Douglas, speaking of 1941 and that era of Pearl Harbor. He enlisted into the Navy and did a little radio work before he became big in the movies. But great article about this screen legend.
Thank you. Well, we knew we wanted to celebrate that birthday, and we had a fabulous writer in Texas, Mike Barrett, who put this article together. And then, thankfully, Kirk Douglas is such an iconic persona that it was really a no-brainer to put him on the cover. And we thought, well, what would really get people's attention? And then you find a photo of bare-chested Kirk Douglas in Spartacus.
Spartacus, of course.
And it's like, yeah,
that'd be it.
That's a great, what an iconic image. So yes, we were thrilled to celebrate him. And it's funny, I realized that this is one of those rare times we can actually send a copy of the magazine to the subject on the cover.
Right. And
that
always fabulous
with us.
Oh, yeah, I love that. No, it's awesome. And then Dick Van Dyke is featured in here as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were down in Danville earlier this year for a press conference that he gave to promote the Dick Van Dyke Foundation. And he talked about his early career. He talked about growing up in Danville. And we had one of our team, write an article about that. We actually found a marvelous picture of Dick Van Dyke at about the age of six, which I'm guessing has not appeared in too many other publications.
That's cool. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
And, yes, we were just it just seemed like a natural thing for us. And so, yeah, this was really between Kirk and Dick Van Dyke and our conversation with the musician Corky Hale. We were really very fortunate to have so many people in our publication who are alive.
Yeah, right.
Like I say, right. This doesn't happen just by virtue of the fact that, we try to cover so many different people, but and sadly, of course, so many of them are no longer with us. But this is great fun. I always liken this magazine to a job where you put your baseball cards on the floor and
I
make
agree.
A team.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, it is sort of like, well, let's see. Do I put Babe Ruth next to Hank Aaron? Sure, why not?
I love that. And you got articles about Eddie Cantor and Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys, and so much more. And always excited to see the magazine hit the mailbox, and I mean that. It's out four times a year. Where can people get it and subscribe to it? Because, you know, the holidays are coming, Steve. It's a great gift, and it really is.
Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth, David. And I didn't even have to write them out for you. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
You're welcome.
You can subscribe at our website, which is nostalgiadigest.com. You can also call our offices at 773-769-6575. And we are in some select Barnes & Noble across the country. So you can see us up close and personal as well.
Beautiful. And you know what? I have to tell you something. We had a texter, 847, said, hey, on 12-7-41, there would have not been a baseball game. Now, I didn't say a baseball game. I said the mutual broadcasting station was WGN. They interrupted a play-by-play commentary on a New York Giants-Brooklyn Dodgers NFL game. So, like, the Dodgers were an NFL team from 1930 to 1943. So it was a football game with some very familiar right. baseball names in there.
In fact, I'll tell you, my mother's late husband was actually at Wrigley Field on December 7th, watching, I think it was Army-Navy football game.
Yeah, because football was happening there, the Chicago Bears
yes.
and everything else. Yeah,
and the news came over the public address system, and all of the folks who had been, you know, military reserves just departed the game en masse when this came out. And, I mean, yeah, talk about your chilling moments, no pun intended. Yeah, it was a remarkable time, and it's a pleasure to chronicle what we can from that time. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have so many talented writers with so many interests, and, you know, I feel incredibly fortunate for the chance to put this magazine together when I do.
Always a great read, and again, for more information, you can visit nostalgiadigest.com. Steve, thanks for taking the time, man. Oh, and you got some upcoming appearances. What do you got coming up real quick?
I do, yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Yep.
I'll be talking about the Golden Age of Radio about 10 hours from now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
Woo-hoo.
At the Helen M. Plum Library in Lombard. But this week, I'm also going to be speaking at the Elk Grove Village Library, the Elmhurst Public Library, at the Westmont Public Library on Wednesday, the Ela Area Library in Lake Zurich, the Bartlett Area Library, the Wakanda Library, the Dundee Township Library. It's just me and a CD of sound clips, and actually we'll be talking specifically about radio horror.
Beautiful.
So,
love
yeah,
that.
Shows like Suspense and Inner Sanctum and a certain very famous broadcast about which I will not give anything away.
Beautiful. We'll be looking out for that. And, again, check it all out at nostalgiadigest.com.